America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. Happy 4th of July right here from Francisco Rojas, Sports Radio 94 WIP, Phillies 24/7. I hope you all have an absolutely wonderful, 4th of July today. Be safe, whether it's with fireworks, drinking wise, whatever it may be, make sure that you are being safe and having a good time, whether it's with your family, friends, a mix, whatever it may be, make sure that you're safe and having a good time. While you're watching those Phils today, smack dab in the middle of the afternoon at 2:20 Eastern time, perfect if you're a Phillies fan. Like, perfect, right there, while you're barbecuing, while you're with the family, whatever it may be, perfect today, 2:20 Eastern time as the Phils look to go for the sweep with those Chicago Cubs, who they beat last night in a thriller to a certain extent. Phils get a couple of runs late from this lineup, my gosh, to win. The way they did that. I mean, hey, I'm taking wins right now. Look, I'm cool with 500 ball, but if you want to just keep winning series because that's what this Phillies team does, I am not mad at that as well. So fun show for you today on the 4th of July. We'll obviously get into last night's win. Then we got to talk about who was announcing the All-Star game for the Phils. As far as the starters go, you probably already know who they are. But if not, tease that for, about 10 minutes from now. We're going to talk about who was announced as a starter in the National League for the Phillies. And then I'll mention some of the rest of the All-Stars for both the National League and the American League. And then it's pretty much it. Then we'll preview today's matchup against the Chicago Cubs and update you on some key injuries with the Big Three. And you know who they are. So we'll update you on those a little bit later in the program. So last night's win, just a couple of key moments in the little recap from the W. Bottom of the second, Pete Crow Armstrong, RBI double to right field. Ian Happ would score to get it going for the Cubs. Top of the third, Phils get some offense. Rafael Marchand with a shot to left field that would tie it up at one. Bottom of the fourth, just two innings earlier, Peter Armstrong did it. He did it again with another RBI double, this time to left center field, 2-1 Chicago at that point. Inning and a half later, we fast forward, Alec Boehm, a two-run dinger, left center field, 3-2 Phils at that point. And then bottom of the seventh, Cody Bellinger would tie it for the Cubs. RBI single to right center, 3-3 at that point. And the top of the eighth, the Phils just went. Top of the eighth, Edmundo Sosa with a sac fly to center field. Trey Turner would score. And then Whit Merrifield, someone who's really, really been struggling since he signed with the Phillies. RBI single into right center field. Alec Boehm would score 5-3. And that is where that's all the Phils would need. At the bottom of the ninth, Jose Alvarado would strike out Michael Busch to end the game. Phils win 5-3. And let's get right into the takeaways from last night's win. Takeaway number one, this lineup, they muster up enough runs to get the win. And not just enough runs, like 5 runs. It's a good game from the offense. It's not like it was just a couple of runs. Like what they gave, I'm pretty sure they gave Christopher Sanchez. I mean, all they needed for Christopher Sanchez was a couple of runs. But they just gave Christopher Sanchez a couple of runs in his complete game shutout. No, they 5 runs on 9 hits, and they needed these. They needed all 5 of these runs, as you know, they came from Marshawn's homer, Boehm's homer, and then you get the small ball with the Sosa sac fly. I mean, that's technically small ball, right? The sac fly is small ball. I know it's not a sac bunt or anything like that, but you know, just not having to hit a bomb like you did with Boehm and Marshawn. You get the sac fly. You get Merrifield's RBI single into right center that would then score Alec Boehm. Like, that's all they needed to do. And that's all you're asking from this offense right now. You're not asking for, you know, 3-4 home runs. Like, not like you're asking for home runs, but that's what you would get from your Kyle Schwarbers and your Bryce Harpers. That's what they do. They're power hitters. So, but they do what they have to do to get this win behind your ace and Zach Wheeler. You know, who that goes right into my next takeaway, where you get your really good outing from your ace. Wheeler goes 6, 5 hits, 2 earned, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts, really super solid outing from Zach Wheeler. And that's really what you're asking for, especially with the way your lineup is right now. Like, that's what you're going to ask from your ace at this moment in time, where it's like, look, just give us, you know, close to your best. And that's what Zach Wheeler's done since he's been a Philly. So for Wheeler to go 6, you know, 5 hits, 2 earned, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts, that's what you ask for. And the offense was just beautiful behind him. And Zach Wheeler, you know, did give up a couple of runs, but the Cubs had chances in this game. Cubs had chances. You know, Peter Armstrong had a couple of those RBI doubles, but the Cubs failed to you know, plate him in. So for Zach Wheeler to give up a couple of those runs, but eventually able to get out of those innings where the Cubs had, you know, runners in scoring position, doing your job, limiting the damage, and Zach Wheeler doing just that. So a very good outing from Zach. Very, very good outing. Third overall takeaway from this win, really good job from the bullpen. Three innings behind Zach Wheeler, only 1 earned. Matt Strom giving up the run. Seems like Matt Strom's going through a little bit of a tough stretch since he gave up a run in Baltimore, but honestly, he gets a little bit of a pass considering he had a 25-inning scoreless streak, so, or somewhere around that. But besides that, 1 earned from this bullpen after Zach Wheeler, what was it? It was Strom, Kirkering, and then Alvarado. doing your job. And one thing I want to mention here is Orion Kirkering. I need to give Orion Kirkering a little bit of praise here. Not that we haven't given Kirkering praise at all this year, because there definitely has been, and deservedly so. We've been really excited about Orion Kirkering coming into the season, considering how nasty his stuff is and also how young he is. But I want to give him praise here. I mean, he's been really good this year, especially because we gave Strom and Hoffman all the praise so far. I mean, Orion Kirkering's 1.42 ERA on the season, and he has just been disgusting wherever you put him in whatever situation, especially the seventh inning, which has been his role, which has been to be a setup guy in front of Jeff Hoffman for the most part. I mean, the back end of this bullpen right now, I know now I'm straying away from Kirkering, but Strom, Kirkering, Hoffman, Alvarado is just almost a perfect back end. I know Alvarado hasn't been perfect this year, hasn't been maybe as sharp as he has been, you know, the last couple of seasons, but he's still been good. And hopefully he can be really good in the second half of this year. I mean, the Phillies are going to need him to, especially in the playoffs. But Kirkering has just been perfect in that seventh inning role. He's been perfect. Missing bats. We know what he can do with that sweeper. And it's just been, it's been really good from Orion Kirkering, what we've seen this season. What we've seen from Orion Kirkering going to a 1.42 ERA and slotting perfectly in that role as a setup guy. More than, I mean, and if Kirkering struggled a little bit this year, I mean, there's still a chance he could struggle. You know, he's a young guy. He is 23 years old. The chance, but what, I mean, I just feel like he deserves a lot of praise for what he's done this year to this point. And, you know, want to give it to him now, you know, as we were giving Hoffman and Strom a lot of praise in the first half of this season. So Orion Kirkering has been awesome this season. So the All-Stars were announced, and you probably know already by now, Bryce Harper was technically already announced to go along with Aaron Judge, right? So Harper was already announced. Alec Boehm also announced for the Phillies, a starting third baseman, definitely deserving of being an All-Star this year. So Alec Boehm, you know, feeling good last night, gets the nod before the game and then hits a bomb. So Alec Boehm is your starting third baseman in the National League. Trey Turner announced as a starter. I mean, going to be honest, I love Trey. Probably didn't deserve that considering he's played under 50 games this year, but that's what you get with the fan vote. I don't want to sit here and crush it too much because Trey Turner's been, you know, in the 50 games he's played, he's been really good, you know, hitting-wise. So Trey announced as a starting shortstop. Rest of the National League starters, it's William Contreras at catcher. Otani is the DH. Bryce Harper, first base. Ketel Marte, second base. Trey Turner, shortstop. Alec Boehm, third base. Jurickson Profar, left field. Kristen Yelich in center. And Fernando Tatis Jr. in right field. Let's get to the American League All-Stars.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As well, Yordan Alvarez, the starting designated hitter for the American League, then Adley Rutschman at catcher, Vladdy Guerrero Jr. first base, Jose Altuve at second, Gunnar Henderson shortstop from the Orioles, Jose Ramirez from the Guardians at third, Stephen Kwan as well from Cleveland in left field, Aaron Judge at center from the Yankees, as well as Juan Soto from the Bronx Bombers. So those are your American League and National League starters for the All-Star Games. And by the way, the full rosters will be announced this Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. They're going to be decided by a player's vote and selections from the commissioner's office, which I'm going to be honest with you guys. It sounds a little better to me because some of the, look, not to say that none of these guys were deserving or anything like that, which is not true. But like I said there with Trey and with maybe some of these other selections, it's like, okay, maybe you deserve to be a starter. I don't know. So, but at the end of the day, those are your starters for both leagues. So congratulations once again to Alec Bohm, Trey Turner, and Bryce Harper. Hopefully, we will be hearing about Zach Wheeler, Christopher Sanchez, and Ranger Suarez to be in the All-Star game. Maybe even Aaron Nola. Who knows? Nola's had a very good season as well. Maybe not as good as the other three that I mentioned there, but those three. And not to mention Matt Strom, Orion Kerkering, and Jeff Hoffman. Who knows if any... I mean, they all deserve it. Those three guys there, they all deserve it. But there's only so many spots. I doubt it. I mean, you got three of the starters for the Phils there in the offense. It's gonna be difficult. Let's be real. It's going to be difficult to get all these guys that are deserving in there. But that's just how it goes. There's always gonna be guys that are snubbed to a certain extent. So we'll see. Hopefully, we get more in there that, you know, hopefully don't get snubbed. So those are your All-Star Game starters that were announced, and we're looking forward to who will be announced this Sunday. Congratulations also to, I'll start with Christopher Sanchez, winning pitcher of the month, 1.64 ERA in five starts, coming off of his shutout against Miami. I mean, what a way to end the month, by the way. I mean, that's like the last thing we see is Christopher Sanchez's shutout against the Marlins. Just a wonderful way to go out of the month of June and to win pitcher of the month. Again, like I said, ERA close to 1.5 in five starts, definitely deserving, and it's great to see for Sanchez. I mean, it's nothing warms your heart more than seeing a guy, you know, really fight to get to where he's gotten with the Phils the last couple of years, and for him to win you know, to get the contract that he gets, the extension within the last couple of weeks, and for him to get this pitcher of the month. I mean, he just must be. I know he's feeling good. I know he's feeling good and well-deserved for Christopher Sanchez. So Christopher Sanchez, pitcher of the month for the National League. And of course, Bryce Harper wins back-to-back players of the month for the NL. The NL player of the month for June. Hit .374. 452, a 714 slash right there for an 11, for a 1.166 OPS, 10 doubles, 7 homers, 16 RBI for Bryce Harper. What else do we expect from Bryce? And that's with, you know, missing a few games at the end of the month as well. We're going to have an update for you here in just a minute for Bryce Harper. But Bryce, back-to-back players of the month, and what a month of June he had, just carrying the offense as he, that's what he can do. That's what Bryce does, right? Bryce just carries lineups since he has come into the league at a young age. It's what he does. He just carries lineups, and that's what he did in the month of June. And so did Kyle Schwarber, by the way. Injuries and moves. Kyle Schwarber, first one here, left groin strain. So Schwarber jogged before the Phils game a couple of days ago on Tuesday. He jogged before the game against the Cubs, and it looks like he could be back as soon as, what, 5 days from now on June 9th. He said he hopes to be ready as soon as he's eligible on July 9th. So hopefully we're going to get Schwarber back pretty soon here. So Kyle Schwarber looking like it's good news. We'll be back in about 5 days when he's eligible. JT Realmuto had that right knee surgery. Took batting practice on the same day that Schwarber jogged on the Phillies game against the Cubs. Or before the Phillies game against Chicago. He performed catching drills and he jogged on Tuesday as well with the batting practice. Looks like he's going to be expected to return after the All-Star break. So Schwarber expected to return before the All-Star break, but JT Realmuto looks like he's going to return after the All-Star break. Last one here, Bryce Harper, left hamstring strain. Harper jogged as well with Kyle Schwarber on Wrigley Field on Tuesday. And according to Rob Thompson, saying there's a good chance, he quotes, a good chance he returns before the All-Star break. Look, Harper has been hurt so much since he's become a Philly. I won't say so much, but he's had an injury almost every year here since he's become a Phil. Take as much time as you need. Take as much time as you need. I think the Phillies are going to tread water until you get back, especially Schwarber will be back, you know, hopefully July 9th, and then we'll get JT back as well. Just take your time. That's all I'm going to say. I would love to see him on the field with an All-Star jersey on, with a Phillies hat on. I'd rather just be able to wait for that. I know. I think we all want to see Bryce Harper out there in an All-Star game uniform for the Phillies. We want it really bad. Be careful. Just be careful, please. But at the end of the day, good news that Bryce will be back sooner than later, it looks like. How about a preview of today's game? 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to get Christopher Sanchez versus Jameson Taillon from the Cubs. Taillon having a pretty good season for the Cubbies, a 3.03 ERA in 13 starts. Obviously, we've already talked about Christopher Sanchez coming off that shutout against Miami and also coming off the NL pitcher of the month. So looking pretty good for both these pitchers this year, but looking a little better for Christopher Sanchez as he's probably going to make the All-Star game. Actually, I haven't done this in a while. Let's set some bets to take for today's game. It's July 4th. let's get some bets to take on your holiday for hopefully what looks like a Philly sweep. I'm feeling a Philly sweep. So first bets to take. I got three here for you from FanDuel, by the way. Christopher Sanchez, how about this player performance double? 7+ strikeouts and the Phillies to win. That's at +420. I feel good about that. Sanchez, you know, coming off the contract extension, throws a shutout against Miami, right? And then, you know, I feel like he's ready. He performs under the bright lights. It's a holiday. Coming off the NL Pitcher of the Month, take that bet. +420, Sanchez, 7+ Ks, and Phillies to win. Brandon Marsh to hit a homer, +750. He's got 2 home runs and 9 at-bats against Jameson Taillon. Take that bet. I'm feeling a Brandon Marsh homer. You know, into those seats right there over the ivory in Wrigley. I'm feeling it. +750. He's got 2 homers and 9 at-bats. Come on. Let's make it 3 homers in like 10 or 11. Cody Clemens to hit a home run. Now, I know. I mean, he's got 1 homer against Jameson Taillon. And I know Clemens isn't like a huge power hitter. But Cody Clemens, I'm feeling a home run today. It's July 4th. He's got a home run off of Jameson Taillon. I'm feeling it. Marsh and Clemens, both lefties, both going to go out to right field. And I'm going to say that right out there where like the right field kind of, you get towards the foul pole and the distance, you know, with the ivory gets a little longer. They're both going to hit it out there. Maybe they hit it right out there into the street. Kind of feeling that way. So those are your July 4th Phillies bets to take. Sanchez, 7+ strikeouts, Phillies to win at +420. Brandon Marsh to hit a home run, +750. And Cody Clemens to hit a home run, +450. You take all those, you're going to have a good day. I'm telling you. So over the Cubs. So hopefully we can get a sweep. As the Phils try to make it, would that be 4th straight? Yeah, 4th straight, including that last game against the Marlins and the last couple against the Cubbies. So that's going to do it for me today. Again, everyone have a safe and happy 4th of July. That's going to do it for me today. Phillies today. Make sure you stay tuned for Justin Morgenstein, Kyle Forsini, and Dan Wilson also do a phenomenal job on the channel. It's going to do it for me. I'll talk to you guys soon.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.